We're back now with the controversial new way police can target the dangers of texting and driving. It's called the Textalyzer. Police plug it right into your phone to see if you were texting, calling, or using apps. But privacy advocates say it invades your rights. NBC News national investigative correspondent Jeff Rossin shows us how it works in tonight's Rossin Reports.
Watch this head-on collision caught on camera in Massachusetts. Police say the driver admitted she was texting when she slammed into this Jeep. And this driver in Florida swerving across the road before hitting a tree and flipping over, admitting to police he was using his phone. Now this new device called the Textalyzer is aiming to crack down, recording your every click, tap, or swipe. It would even know what apps you were using. Police officers could download the data right on the spot.
Okay, here we go.
To see how it works, I start driving in a closed parking lot. First up, I send a message on WhatsApp.
How are you?
I check out Facebook.
One of my favorites.
I even answer a call.
Hello.
And send a text message too.
Hi, how is it going? Sent.
I pull over and we plug in the Textalyzer.
Phone data is being analyzed.
All right.
I can see that you opened WhatsApp at 2:45. There were several Facebook activity. You received an incoming call at 2:59 and you sent an SMS at 3:00.
So if police could pinpoint down to you were driving then and that was a minute before the accident.
Yes, and that's very important.
But privacy advocates say it's just too intrusive.
There's no guarantee when you hand your cell phone over to a police officer that that officer won't be looking at or copying all kinds of personal data about you.
When we talk to the critics, we explain we're not getting anything about what was said in the text or who it was said to, just the touches and swipes.
Police can't use it yet, but lawmakers in several states want to pass legislation to allow the Textalyzer.